Hello, bitches. Welcome to Resting Bitch Face. I'm your host, Julie.
And I am Melinda.
And this is your recap of Love After Lockup. This is season 3, episode
4.
Thank
liar,
you.
Liar, liar.
Liar, liar. Wow. Yeah. This show is fucking fantastic. It is so good, and I think anyone who's not watching Love After Lockup is missing out, honestly. What do you think?
I have made so many new Love After Lockup addicts this week.
It's so good. I want it to be 2 hours. I know I say that every time, but...
I really did actually want this to be 2 hours. Lately here, I've been thinking 90 Day Fiancé is, like, too long. Although this season is pretty, like, balls to the wall. Breaking news, however, just to throw in a 90 day thing. I just happened to see, because I just uploaded onto our Instagram a picture of my basic whiteness. Armando and Kenny are engaged.
Yeah, you would have seen that if you watched the episode.
Oh. Listen, I've had company for the last 2 weeks straight. 3 different sets of people.
So, I don't know how you do it. I would be losing my fucking mind.
I just keep drinking.
Yeah, that works too.
I've played a lot of beer pong. I'm really good now.
Oh, I miss beer pong. I have not played that in forever.
You know what though? Like, we have it set up on our front porch because we're rednecks, and somehow the HOA hasn't complained about it yet. probably because it's patriotic. But we just play with water in the cup, so you don't have to drink. Sometimes I just like to play it. Like, you don't have to drink. I just enjoy.
Back in the day, I used to play Jaeger pong.
Girl, when I first started playing beer pong, I think hard ciders weren't a thing and, like, seltzers weren't a thing. And I didn't even really like seltzers until, like, the last month or two. But I would play with wine.
Yeah.
I was playing with wine, or I would play with, like, shots of vodka. Vodka Red Bulls. Holy shit, I was wasted all the time.
Mine was Jaeger Bombs.
I cannot drink Jaeger.
Fucking Jaeger Bomb in it.
Nope.
Well, that's the early 2000s for you.
Nope.
Or not the early, I'm not that old. That is the...
Girl, you're only like a year older than me.
That's the 2010s for you.
Even when it was popular, I was like, you know what? I don't need to drink that bad. I'm good. Thank you.
It tasted like shit. I don't know why we were so into it.
Why does anybody like Jaeger? My brother-in-law loves Jaeger. And our old roommate...
Just because it gets you fucked up,
it's so gross.
Yeah, it really is.
But my best friend's mom likes black licorice, so she would probably like
Jaeger. I hate black licorice. Why the fuck did I drink Jaeger? So bad.
I also think that Fireball is disgusting.
Have you... Wait.
Nope.
You wait. Wait,
nope.
Just 1 minute.
Mm-mm.
Have you had Fireball with cream soda?
It literally does not matter because I don't cinnamon.
No, it doesn't taste like cinnamon when you put the cream soda
you
in.
Can literally
so
anything you will
delicious.
Taste Fireball.
All right, you just fucking wait because...
Fireball is on... You know how, like, everybody has an alcohol that, like, makes them just, like, dry heave just thinking about it?
Yeah, tequila for me.
Yeah,
unless
that's
it's in
Fireball.
A margarita.
That's Fireball. Yeah, I can't drink tequila unless it's in a margarita. Somebody tried to buy me a tequila shot the other day, and I was like, listen,
hell
man.
Hell nah.
I cannot do tequila shots.
Whiskey. I cannot fucking do whiskey. No. No.
Nope. We've gotten way off course.
When we talked before, I actually told you that I had notes on the wrong couples. I actually have notes on Tyrese and Shanda, Sean and Destiny, and Maurice and Jessica.
So you did actually take notes on the right couple.
I did on the last three.
God bless America, Julie. I deleted my notes because you took notes on the wrong people.
Can you undo?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Right click and undo.
Because I did it on a Google Doc.
Well, if you had an iPhone, that wouldn't be a problem.
Shut
You'd be able
up.
To undo it.
I am undoing it. I could do it on anybody because I watched the whole thing twice, so.
Oh, good. Okay.
I watched it today while you made me nap.
I just want to point out that we are officially famous because I'm pretty sure Tyrese and Shanda both follow us.
I'm pretty sure Tyrese, Shanda, and Jessica follow us.
Jessica, too?
I think so. But either way, hey, Tyrese.
Hey, guys.
I will tell you that, like, Julie and I both text each other at the exact same time. We're like, oh my god, Tyrese is following us. I can't wait for him to hear where we talked about how hot he is.
It's so funny. But Tyrese, still gonna talk shit about you guys, but, like,
I just want to tell you, I'm talking to you directly now, Tyrese. Get your daughter and your son and let them teach you how to take a selfie.
His son is, like, super hot, too.
His son is super hot, too, yeah. Hey. His daughter is gorgeous, too. Like,
yeah, they're all... That's y'all a have good genes. Family.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, good for you. Anyways, okay, so since you have the notes on the first three...
So who now, do you have again?
Tyrese and Shanda, Sean and Destiny, Maurice and Jessica.
All right, well, let's just talk about Maurice and Jessica, because that's first on the list.
Oh, okay. Okay, so... Maurice and Jessica, they're going to visit the parole officer in Compton. They want to ask him to transfer Maurice's parole to Las Vegas. I was really impressed that he wanted out of Compton. I feel like, so when we look back at a couple like Andrea and Lamar, I love them both so much. They are so funny. But Lamar had this like huge like piece of his heart belonged to LA Compton area. I think actually he's from Watts.
Yeah, he is from Watts. Which is a, and his band it's a similar is there. Area. Group. I don't know. It's not really a band.
I think it's close. But
yeah, Watts is in like the outskirts of LA. It's a really like dangerous area.
But I think it's close to Compton too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, you know, he really wanted to be in LA. He had a heart for LA, and that probably has to do with having a lot of friends and family there. But Maurice is like, I gotta get the fuck out of here because I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get shot. Like, he wants a new life. And he seemed really genuine about it. So I liked that a lot. That kind of made me like him more. And so they go and they find out that there's a 30 to 60 day wait for transfer paperwork. He wants to go to Vegas. They're both upset. I can understand that, but also... there's a way that this works. You don't just walk in and say, hey, I want to go to Vegas. And they're like, oh, sure. Head on over. I feel like this is something maybe they could have worked on before he actually got out. He probably could have requested.
Yeah, that's definitely something that they can set up ahead of time. Because when you're reaching your release date, they start asking you these questions. And this is something that definitely could have been taken care of ahead of time, and I don't know why they didn't. And I think maybe the only reason is because he wasn't allowed to talk to her for the last 2 years.
Well, I think he was allowed to talk to her, he wasn't allowed to see her.
Okay, then never mind.
Yeah. So I think that, I think it was kind of strange to me that this is the first time they're requesting it. I wrote down on a note, now, of course, if we were all made of money, this would be fine, but I thought that they should rent an Airbnb for a month or two.
Yeah.
And that way he can be out of Compton. He can be in, like, maybe in San Diego somewhere in a nicer, safer area for him. And that then when that paperwork comes through, they can just go back to Vegas. But, you know, that's saying that we want to pay a mortgage in one place and a rental in another.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot, and neither of those places are cheap places to live. Right. So it's probably a little bit more complicated than that. My heart kind of went out for this guy. Like, I didn't expect for him to have, like, a stable, like, good head on his shoulders, and he really did. Like, he was looking at it, and he was afraid of spiraling, and he was really self-aware and saying how awful it was
to
see, like,
what I was gonna say.
All of, you know, his friends are dead, and, like, I felt so bad for him. But then, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I have a daughter. Like, what? So,
oh, fuck, I missed that.
What, you missed that he had a daughter?
Oh, no, I remember. Okay, yeah, he has a daughter. Is she in she's in L.A.?
She's in L.A., as far as I know. Okay.
Yeah.
But
see, that part,
that part
of
makes me
flag.
Kind of sad that he's just like, okay, yeah, I'll leave. But I also understand why he needs to leave. And so it's a tricky situation because, you know, your risk of relapse back into your old ways is so high. And it's, oh, just, yeah, you know, I feel bad for
especially
him.
Especially because he was so young. And, you know, originally I was guessing, oh, he's going to get out. He's going to be like the Garrett of this season. He's going to be wild and whatever. He may still do that. But I was impressed to see, like you said, how self-aware he was, how he wanted to get to a safer place for himself. But the fact that he's, like, so ready to leave behind his kid means he's probably a deadbeat dad. And
well, I'm judging or, him on that. Or the mom wouldn't let him see her because he was in prison.
That's a strong possibility, yeah.
So, yeah, right. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic about him. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So that's all that happened with them. As far as, let's go to Tyrese and Shanda. Oh my God. She looks so young in her mugshot.
She really looks like
15. So young. Tyrese's family comes to visit, his daughter and son, and then, what was it, a cousin of his also?
Yeah, I believe it was a cousin.
Something like that.
Or somebody that they call cuz, which could be anybody.
Yeah. Tyrese's son is very good looking, that's in my notes, and he is shocked that Shanda is white. Like, shocked.
Yeah, I wrote that in all caps several times, like, oh shit, son.
Yeah, just like, and yeah,
he's
yeah.
pissed. Uh-huh.
So he's saying, like, oh, he wants his dad to be happy, but he's pretty shocked about it. Son is 28. Shanda is, like, a little younger than that, isn't she? 27, 20-something?
Yeah, she's somewhere around there.
I think she's the same
age. No, I think she's the same age. Yeah, I was just about to say
that. I was like, why don't you hook up with the son? Like, anyways. And then, you know, we hear the classic line, do I look like I let a motherfucker use me? And everybody's like, yeah?
Yeah. Somewhere in the background, his friend is like, bitch, I told you.
You're like, yeah, you do, Dad. Yep, looks like you are. Yeah, they are the same age because I said don't date someone the same age as your kid. And so they're all fighting about it and whatever, and he's basically telling them, mind your own business, I'm a grown man. Then he goes shopping, and I have a real problem with men thinking that lingerie is a good gift.
It's never a good gift.
It's not a good gift. You don't know the right size. You guess the size. That's never right. And that could be bad either way. It could either be too small, which is bad. It could be too big. That's also bad.
Well, and the thing, too, is, like, we don't even know the right size half the time. Like, women's clothes are such a freaking racket. Like, I have paralyzing fear of ordering stuff online because I'm like, I don't want to have to return this. But nothing ever fits the same, even from the same store.
I mean, you feel bad if it's too, like, imagine you're a size 8 and your husband buys you, like, size 14 lingerie.
And then it fits.
Well, now you're pissed because he thinks you're fat when you're not. And then, like, if it's too small, then you feel like shit that it's too small and you're too big for it. It just doesn't seem like, plus it's like, here's a gift for you. Put this on and look good for me.
So, funny story. I'm just going to go off for a second. So, the company that I have right now is my friend Jen, who said hey earlier when she brought me drinks. But she's a photographer and she's been building.
You should shout her out. She's allowed to have a free shout out.
Yes. Everybody, if you're in the Atlanta area, go check out Jen Connor Photography. She does amazing work and she's very fairly priced. And she's great with kids, but she's also building her portfolio for boudoir shoot.
Nice.
So my husband is turning 40 on Sunday, and if everybody wants to send him a shout out on Sunday, he's having a bit of a midlife crisis.
I thought you were gonna say send him a nude for his birthday.
Don't send him a nude. I'll cut
you. Send him your boobs.
So we did boudoir shoots today, and I wore some lingerie that he bought me last year, kind of like as a joke. Because the 4-year anniversary, I think, is, leather. So he bought me, like, 2 corsets.
Oh, my God.
And I do have a thing for corsets. Like, I think that, you know, women are beautiful and, you know, like, corsets just really enhance any woman's body, how big or how small you are. Like, it doesn't matter. They're just beautiful. So he got me this gorgeous one that was navy blue with black trim, and it, like, had like grommets in the front where it hooked, And it didn't fit when I got it. It was too small. And so that was one of the things that was exciting when I lost weight, is that it finally fit. But the other one he bought me was black leather and boobless.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? My tits are just hanging out. Sorry, mom and dad.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Did you get to see any of the pictures?
Yeah, she showed me on her camera. And some of them, like, my face looks completely weird. Because I just don't know how to pose. But some of them are really, really good. He'll probably kill me for saying this, but my husband has a thing for stockings, and so she took some pictures that were just, like, specifically of, like, the stocking detail, like, where the thigh highs hit.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, I'm really excited to show those to him, because I never knew if he would like those or not, and, like, we brought it up around him, and my husband is painfully shy.
Does he like feet then, if he likes
stockings? It's not a feet thing, it's just a stockings thing, and it's actually really funny. Hopefully my mother-in-law never listens to this, but she always tells the story about when he was like 3 or 4 and they went to a wedding and they couldn't find Austin, and he was under the table petting this lady's stockings.
Oh my god.
And every time she tells that story, I'm like, yeah, he still does that.
Oh my god.
But yeah, no, I don't, it's not a feet thing. Like, he doesn't give a shit about feet. Like, it's a stockings thing.
Well, at least, I mean, the feet thing is weirder. I have an ex-boyfriend who's, like, super into feet and stockings. And, I used to charge him so much money for me just to put, like, stockings on and send pictures.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can I charge my husband money?
I mean, you could probably try. You could send him, like, a PayPal request.
He might. He probably would. But I'm really excited to see them. Like, I'm not at a comfortable weight right now, and I felt so good about myself last year, and then I kind of let myself go. But it was still really empowering, and I did feel sexy, especially when she sent me, or she showed me some of the pictures. Like, you know, some of them are, like,
Is she going to put together, like, a book, or are you going to do, like, Canvas?
I'm not going to put it on Canvas. No, I'll put together a book. She's just going to send me the shots.
You could do, like, a stocking shot on Canvas. That'd be cute in your bedroom.
Yeah, but, like, random people tend to come in my bedroom, and I don't know why. Like, that's something that's just weird stalking. To me. Yeah, no, I mean, we'll see. It would probably make him uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
But we'll see. Okay. We'll see. I'm really excited to show him, because when I told him
about
it...
Does he know you did it?
No.
Oh.
So that's where I was going earlier. Like, we were talking about it, and I was trying to get an idea of what he would like. And he was like, Melinda, please don't make me talk about this. And I was like, go do a shot and nut up and talk to me about it in front of Jen. And so they ended up getting super drunk together. Like, I went to bed, and they kept drinking.
Oh, my God.
But he never answered the question. No, he never answered the question. But he told me in secret, he was like... Yeah, I was actually getting pretty turned on when you were talking about those pictures, and I was like, "Oh, really?"
Aww.
And so we went and did them today, and he came in and he saw me doing my makeup like all crazy, and he's like, "You guys going somewhere?" And I was like, "No, we might go to like Walmart or something." I just felt like playing with my makeup while she's editing, which I mean is plausible for me.
Yeah.
And then later today, I was like, "Man, I really, really wanted to do those pictures. I'm so sad that we didn't have time."
Oh, that's going to be an awesome surprise.
So, yeah, we'll see.
That's awesome. You're definitely going to do it that night. But, I mean, other than for sexy boudoir shoots, I definitely think lingerie is not a good gift. Unless you really know, like, if you know...
Well, that was the whole point, is that, like, why did you buy me boobless corset? Like, it's weird. I don't have, like, perky boobs, like...
Like
I have mom boobs.
Chat, but like with your boobs hanging out.
Like I have mom boobs.
That's funny. Well, you know they have that like tape, that like invisible tape.
Girl, that is like way too much effort.
You tape the top of your boob and then you pull it up and like tape it to your shoulder. It's like an invisible.
So what am I supposed to do? I'd be like, hey baby, with like tape all over me, like freaking.
No, just for the pictures, genius.
Yeah, no. Well, the pictures are already done, so it's a moot point.
Did you take the pictures in that thing, too?
No, I did not do pictures in that one. No, I wore the blue corset that I loved, and then, like, a little teddy. And then we did some in, like, a sheer bathrobe, not a bathrobe, but just like a lingerie robe. And she did some really cool shots where like she hung my bra on the door handle and then I was like topless on the bed, but it was like focused on the bra, so I was like out of focus.
Oh, that's so cute.
And they turned out really cute.
I can't wait to see them.
I know. You know, I'll show you. You know, awesome. I know. Like, it was actually really fun because I'm not like a shy person, especially because I know her and I've known her for a long time. But like, even if it was somebody random, I'd probably just be like, eh, whatever. Here you go. Here are my floppy titties.
I definitely think if somebody was going to try to buy a way to my heart, I'd much rather have like comfy shorts and a tank top.
Girl, you ain't kidding. I'm like, buy me some fucking stellar, like, leggings.
I'm living that shit.
I'm in.
Yes. I got my favorite, like, two pairs of shorts that I'm, like, riding them till the fucking seams come off. Like,
that was when I started realizing, I was like, yeah, okay, you've gained too much weight because your favorite shorts that you got at a consignment shop are no longer fitting. Back it up, girl. Oh my gosh, the gays just posted about the Blockbuster and their sissy squad.
Oh, they must be listening to us.
They're listening to us.
And our,
hey guys.
Our obsession with the last Blockbuster. I swear to God we're going. I think I'm kidding. Okay, so that's pretty much all for them. And then Sean and Destiny.
Okay, so.
We want to talk about them now or later?
No, I want to talk about them now because it's fucking ridiculous. So, I'm still like kind of shocked that Destiny's a real person.
Oh, really?
Like,
I'm not.
I don't know. Like, it just seemed kind of sketchy.
I definitely thought she'd be bigger because of how insecure she was about her weight.
Yeah, but she's...
She cleans up pretty nice. I think she looks good in her one-on-one interviews. You don't think she looks good in her interviews?
We'll see.
I mean, she looks better than...
I'm really confused as to how she was able to keep her Monroe piercing in prison.
I actually, this is a question that I often have, is like, how do all these people have piercings in prison? Because even watching 60 Days In, these people are like covered in fucking piercings.
It's weird.
I don't understand.
I guess because like it's too small to like hurt anybody with, but like, it's just odd.
No, it's not. Because people, think of the things people make shanks from. Plus, you could just grab it and rip it out of
someone. I mean, a Monroe is like teeny weeny. Yeah, I mean, you could grab it and rip it out, but you could not make a shank out of a freaking... Monroe piercing.
Shank out of anything. Bet me. I'll find a way.
Find it. And I'll believe you. Anyway, so
Sean tells her that she smells. That's he's just charming. I fucking hate him.
I
hate him.
I'm super distracted by like two things.
Okay.
I'm super distracted by his lip. Because he doesn't even have the red lip, which I got some info on. But like,
oh good.
His lip like makes him look like a you know, like in stuffed animals, like they just have like a indistinct like little Y for a mouth.
Oh yeah,
like that's
yeah.
what it makes his
yeah, it does
face
look like that.
He has a really long philtrum, which is the divot in your upper lip, in case you ever
listen
needed
to
know.
You and your expensive words.
Those are my $6 word. That's how you know I play trivia all the time. That's a philtrum. Anyway, so
I hate him.
I hate him so much.
And I am Team Destiny, and I'm really Team Destiny's mom. Jesus, Mother Destiny. So, I mean, at first, Sean tells her that she smells and also tells her that she's, I mean, he basically tells her she's fat because he's like, your mom's not even going to recognize you.
Yeah, he was thinking, I think, that, like, he was being supportive, and I was like, you're a dumbass, dude.
I don't know how. He's like,
that guy's an
idiot.
Why would
she not recognize her? What, she got so fat in prison, her mom won't know who she is?
That man couldn't find his way out of a paper bag with a map.
He's a fucking idiot.
I hate him.
I think that he looked like he should be dating Destiny's mom instead of dating Destiny. He's, like, the same age as her.
Right.
Or older.
So that, no. But that's the other thing that is super distracting about him. Like, his top teeth keep changing.
He looks on the outside like he looks on the inside.
Like, his top teeth will go from, like, really white and straight to, like, all wonky. But, like, no matter what, like, his bottom grill is wonky as fuck. And I'm not tooth shaming because, like, I have apparently a mouth like a crackhead. But, Like, it's so distracting to me.
I think that he's just a shit person.
Yeah, and he's a terrible person.
It's seeping out of him. He wears it on his face.
But can we agree that his ex also looks like she's seen some shit?
She's had 6 fucking kids.
She still looks like a crackhead.
With Sean.
She still looks like a crackhead, though. Yeah, I mean, she just might be road hard, put up wet, as they say in the South.
You might look like a crackhead. Well, you have to think she's probably in her 40s.
I mean, yeah.
And she's got 6 children and spent 22 years with
that asshole.
Sean.
Yeah.
I think those 22 years would age me 40. I still liked her a lot, and I think she was totally right when she was like, so what? I'm not good enough to marry. I'm just good enough to fucking birth your 6 children.
Yeah, no. Like,
and waste 22 snap, years of my snap. Life with you? What a dick. I hate him. He is a scumbag. And Destiny's mom thinks he's a fucking weirdo because he's over here looking for inmates. She's so right.
Dude, she called him out and read him for filth, like, immediately, and I was so here for it. I was like, just tell him what's up, mama. But, I mean, yeah. I felt really bad for her because she, like, she lost her daughter, and, like, her daughter's just been in all this trouble, and so she's like, you know, like, I want her to be good, and I want her to be happy, and this asshole comes along, mm-hmm. and he's like, and she immediately is like, you're lying to her. Like, how many kids you got? 2, 6, huh?
I knew it. I knew he was lying about the number of kids.
She thought he only had 2 kids, and she thought he was 10 years younger than he is. What?
See, and that totally made sense when you think back to the last episode, or the episode when they meet, and she was like, he looked a little older than I expected. And that totally made sense, because if she thinks he's 37 or 35, and here comes Sean walking up who's, like, pushing 50, like, what a fucking asshole. What a piece of shit. I hate him.
No, he's, like... So far, I think he's the worst.
10 years is a big lie. And to lie about not having 4 more of your kids? What an awful person. Ugh. He's garbage.
No, I think he's the worst of the season so far. So I'm interested to see what else he's lying about, because I don't think that's the end of the lies.
Oh, no, I'm sure there's much more than that. I'm sure there's much more than that. He's awful. I hate him. If you're following us...
Don't follow me.
Whatever your name is.
Sean.
Unfollow, because we hate you. You suck.
Destiny, you can stay.
Yeah, Destiny. Destiny's mama, Sean's ex, good for you for getting out of it. That guy sucks. And we will help babysit your kids sometimes. Oh, I'm sure they're all, like, grown. Never mind.
No, they're not grown.
I was just...
That one's a teenager.
Well, the one was... Well, she doesn't need to be babysat.
Some of them are teenagers. I don't know how old they are. Anyway.
Teenagers don't need to be babysat. Anyways. All right. So you're up. Your turn.
All right. Who should we talk about next? Do you want to talk about John and Christiana?
Quaylen. I don't
know. Or Quaylen
really
and Chevelle.
With Quaylen. So yeah, we can kind of get that out of the way.
All right. So really let's talk about Quaylen and Chevelle. So if you guys recall on the last episode, I had a poll on who was going to get to Quaylen first, and that was obviously his mom, as I predicted, which I did observe something this week that I had not noticed before, and maybe you did. He's named after his mom.
I did realize that, yeah. And, so, yeah, that's not bad. I like it.
No, I'm not mad about it. And I thought that Chevelle was really, classy about it. Like, she wasn't like, get out of my way, girl. Like, she...
I was just gonna say that. She was so respectful. She stood back and let him have that moment with his mother, who's not really been with her son in 12 years. Hasn't he been in, like, 12 years?
Yeah. 12 years.
I was really, really... She stood back. She was like, I will have my time with him. Allowed mom to have her time. I really liked that about her.
Yeah, no, I think I really like Chevelle.
Me too.
I think that she's kind of in a dumb situation, and I don't think that Quaylen is the guy for her, because I think she's classy and intelligent, and I think she deserves... better.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart, what's what the heart wants. So I hope that she can come to some kind of resolution with Quaylen's mom, because Quillandria is insane.
Do you think so? What made you think that she was insane?
Because she, well, I don't know. Like, she seems very calculating to me, and, like, immediately was like, Chevelle is the enemy. I must get my son away from her. Like, she would not let go of Chevelle until Chevelle, like, literally had to, like, pry her off of him. Which, I get it, because if that was my kid, I would probably not let go either. But at the same time, like, I would, because if I knew that my husband, or not my husband, my son's girlfriend was right there, too. Like, I'd be respectful of that. I don't know. Like, I just think that she's way too involved in his life. Yeah. But I also see, like, I see both sides of it, because I see it as a mom, yeah, and I see it as a girlfriend. So it's like, I don't know.
I can see both sides. I think that he just really made a mistake lying to both of them about where he was going to live.
Yeah, he's a player, he's a manipulator, and I hate him, and I think he should be canceled. Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't think that their relationship is going to work out. And I definitely do think that she deserves better. She seems like a classy, really... I want to be friends with her.
No, I do too. She seems really cute, and her daughter is really cute too.
Yeah, they just need like a stable guy. So, yeah. Not someone who doesn't know who to say he's going to live with after he gets out of prison for 2 years. Yeah.
That's pretty much it for them.
Yeah, there wasn't too much there, but I really like Chevelle a lot more this episode. I just seeing those little things.
I know. Her. I feel like I bonded with Chevelle.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have so much respect for her for not trying to squeeze in between mom and...
Yeah. No, Quaylen. She definitely showed her class there. And as my mom and I joke, she said, "How nice," which is Southern code for fuck you.
What did she say that about?
No, just like in general, like with her attitudes. She was just like, you know what, she as we like to say in the anti-MLM group that I used to admin, she Michelle Obama'd it.
Oh yeah,
when they for go sure. low, you go high.
I was just gonna say she went high. Oh, okay.
But yeah. Anyway, so do you want to do John and Christiana or Scott and Lindsay?
Let's leave Scott and Lindsay for the end. Let's do, John and Christiana.
So, meanwhile, back at Murder Road. Y'all really liked our Instagram post about that. Shout out to Julie. She fucking masterminded that shit. I just helped God, with graphic design.
That was, like, my first meme, and it took me, like, 4 hours to do it.
She sent me, like, 8 copies of it, and she's like, "Which one do you like?" And I was like, "I like this one." She said, "Yeah, me too." And then she picked a different one. Because you're a hoe.
I feel like there was a reason why, but I can't. Maybe it was just that I like the other one better.
Because you don't like me.
I do. I love you. I love you, That's too. Different.
Anyway. Yeah. So, nice. Christiana is still in shock. And, like, clearly blindsided. And it's pretty obvious that she doesn't want to marry the dude, but she's like, "I just have to get to my halfway house, and this is the easiest road to get there." So she marries the dude, and she's just like, "Can we, like, get this going, like, now?"
See, I feel differently than that. I feel like at first she seemed really shocked and uneasy about it, especially when she was trying on the dress and it didn't fit and she's freaking out. And then it's like she had this total change where she was like, "You know, I just thought about it, and he's so wonderful to me, and he treats me so good, and, like, look at what he's done for me." And, you know, while you and I are like, "Oh, here we are at Murderer Road," she's like, "Wow, he built this thing on his truck, and he, like, drove it out, and, like, had people come out and say things, and got me a dress." And she was definitely being the optimist, instead of me being like, "Oh, he's gonna murder her on this back road." I felt like she had this complete change of thought process on it. You didn't think that? You think she just married him so she could get the show on the road?
I think she was extremely stressed out and needed to, like, get on the road. And so, like, the path of least resistance was marrying him.
Well, and it's probably not, like, a legally binding marriage, right?
We'll see.
They would have had to have, there's, no, because they would have had to have the marriage license, right?
Well, I mean, we don't know that they did or didn't have a marriage license, though.
Well, how would they get a marriage license if she's in prison and they've never met still, before? They have how to did, in person.
No, how did freaking Jessica and Maurice get one?
She went to the prison and married him in person.
I don't know.
I don't know. I bet it's not, but she seems to be, like, really... I don't know. She seems to be into him, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. There's zero appeal to me. So anyway, now they're like super late, and
I have so much anxiety.
I was so stressed. Yeah, no, I was so stressed out. I was like, oh my god, she's gonna get in trouble. And she says that like she's been arrested all these times, and she's been on parole like 8 times, and she's never successfully completed parole, and it's not off to a good start because they're like an hour late. She
so badly wants to do it the right way.
I really do think that she wants to like be a good person and like do the things that she needs to do. And she just like can't help herself.
Well, it's his fault because I told Ryan while we were watching this, I was like, this is so fucking selfish of him. Like, he knows that there is a time crunch that she has got to be there at this time where she could go back to prison or who knows what the hell could happen. And so he takes her out of the way and is trying to force her to marry him. I don't see the, oh, look how thoughtful that she's seeing. I see this as him forcing her, making her uncomfortable, making her late, putting her in jeopardy, putting her life in jeopardy.
He put her, yeah. He put her. The most
selfish thing ever.
He put her in such a shitty position, and
yeah,
like there was no reason for it. Like I get what you're going for, but like, could you have just waited and gotten her? If you truly loved her, and you then you would have gotten her to the halfway house on time, and made sure that she was taken care of and that she was like on the right track for her parole.
Yep.
So I think it's really shitty. But then, God, when she's changing in the car, she's like, you like my perky titties? I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up right now.
Surprised he didn't, like, fly off the road.
I mean, from what she said, it was like, like, she knew what she was doing, and they were, like, excited about it, and I was so uncomfortable. Like, that guy's not attractive at all.
I mean, like, can you just imagine having sex with him?
No. Because you know he smells like body odor and patchouli.
He definitely doesn't use deodorant.
Absolutely not. He uses a crystal.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Gross. I mean, Austin was sitting on the couch earlier, and he put his feet up and was like, I was like holding his leg, which is weird because we don't normally do that. So that was like a nice sign of like affection that we don't normally do. But I was like, bro, your feet smell so fucking bad.
Oh my God, I can't. I'm
like, go wash your ass. Like, go and, away.
Oh God. Well, with every minute that was posting while watching that, I just.
It was awful. It was uncomfortable. I had didn't like
so
it.
Much anxiety just watching it. I'm like, oh my God. And to be, how late were they?
It says 30 minutes according to my sources, but I don't know.
Which your sources are your notes?
No, it was according to Reality T.
Oh, I thought that at the end of it, they were like way later. Like
I thought they were too, but according to Reality T, they were 30 minutes late.
Jesus. Just fucking scary.
And she called her mom, and her mom was just like, the fuck you say? That was so fucking funny. I was like, yeah, that's exactly. My mom would be like, what?
I can't. I hated the whole thing. I just thought it was so controlling and awful and inconsiderate and selfish of him to do. Why do they have to get married the second, like, within 37 minutes of her getting out of prison?
I have no idea. I just like that, like, she literally was like, you know what? YOLO. Like, she literally was like, yeah, you only live once. Why not?
Well, she's probably thinking it's probably not fucking legal anyways. And if it is, I'll just get divorced.
Like, she's now attached to this nutcase. Like, I mean, I thought that the, like, native aspects were cool. Like, I don't mind the chanting and stuff. I think it's cool. But it's also, like, pretty inappropriate, if you ask me, because it's not ceremonial at all. So, like, if you're gonna do it that way, like, don't involve the ceremonial stuff and, like, have an actual ceremony later. And he tries to say, well, you know, I've never had any of the native culture in my wedding, so this is how I know it's for reals. And I'm like, but that's not how an Indian, or, like, an Indian wedding goes. Like, I've been to an Indian wedding. That's not how it works.
Yeah. I mean, they probably don't usually get married on the back of a truck either.
Yeah. So. On a murder road.
You know, yeah, murder road.
Anywho, moving on to that shit show, to this shit show. Scott and Lindsay. So. Scott and his red lip, which apparently was because of an allergic reaction a couple of days before filming, which I'm like, bullshit.
I told you that in the last episode.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
Anyways, news flash. That's just going to be
Let's talk about Katy Perry for a second, bitch.
News flash.
It's only been 4 years, NBD. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake broke up? She's dating some weird guy named K-Fed now. He's got a weird rap song called Popo Zow. God, do you remember that?
No.
Oh my God.
Popo Zow? No.
Yeah,
but I was like really concerned for Britney earlier today. And like it made me, like honestly, like I know this sounds like an exaggeration, but it made me sick to my stomach watching her Instagram video of her dancing.
She's very mentally
like,
ill.
She's extremely mentally ill, y'all. Like,
yeah.
There's something seriously wrong with her. And
I feel like no one really talks about it. I feel like people talk about, like, oh, free Britney.
No, but, like, I don't.
The conservatorship. And it's like, no, she's very mentally
like,
ill.
I think
she's
that she needs to be freed from her dad. And I wouldn't put it past him to be, like a Munchausen's by proxy kind of thing. But, like.
No, I don't
think
that at
all. Like, mentally stunted and something is wrong with her.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think that her dad should be her conservator. I think her mom should. But, like, homegirl ain't right. Like, go watch her.
No, she's not.
Go watch her Instagram video from, like, earlier today. And it's just, like, a minute of her spinning in circles and being super weird. And that's, like, how all of her Instagram videos are. Like, something is wrong
with
homegirl.
She was, like, my idol.
That was my first concert. I met her. It was my first concert, and I had backstage passes.
I think something definitely happened to her because...
I think her dad molested her, honestly.
No, don't say
no,
that.
No, I think he did. Like, it makes a lot of sense.
I don't think so. I don't think that...
What, you think she had, like, a traumatic brain injury? Like, homegirl ain't right.
No, I think that somebody in... Well, you have to think, she got huge, released her first album, got huge when she was 16. So, her first huge tour, I think she was 17 or 18. I think she was... probably molested or something at the beginning stages of being a new pop star.
So why wouldn't it be her dad?
Taken advantage of, something. Huh?
Why wouldn't it be her dad? Like, why are you so sure that it's not her dad?
Well, no, I'm not so sure that it was, but I wouldn't want to say... I think that that's really damaging to say something
like
that. I
mean, I think the way he treats her is super damaging, so...
I think that she needs... probably not all of the restrictions that she has on her, but, definitely needs restrictions in some ways. And I think she goes off her meds and that's when she gets really weird.
I don't know. I have like conflicting thoughts about it, but either way.
I do too. I feel like that she can probably be, if she's well enough to have a residency in Vegas and do two shows a weekend.
Like, I honestly wonder... Like, I have two thoughts. I think that either she's being force-fed meds by her dad, and, like, that's why she's so crazy, or she's off her meds.
I think
she's
off her meds.
I think she's on more meds than she needs to be on.
I think she's off her meds. I think she's off her... I think that she was, I thought I heard something about her being bipolar and maybe some other things. I think she's off the meds she needs.
Yeah.
And on meds that she probably shouldn't be on. Like maybe pain pills or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just makes me really fucking sad. And the thing is, like, no one knows, but the inside. And you know what? Her sister, Jamie Lynn, she was really close with her. And I feel like if the dad was, like, being sinister and stuff, I feel like Jamie Lynn would probably speak out and raise fucking hell. Because she does have somewhat of a platform.
I don't know. I think Jamie Lynn's paid off, but that's just me.
No.
Because her mom is constantly speaking out about it.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, we need to save this for Free Britney. Let's go back to Scott and Lindsay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyways, yeah, Scott and Lindsay.
Basically, this whole thing is about Scott, like, waiting for Lindsay and calling and being like, where the fuck is she? Because she didn't get off the plane, which I predicted.
Mm-hmm. You did.
And so, like, nobody will give him any information. He's starting to, like, maybe sit in the thought that, like, she's scamming him, which I think she's scamming him, but I feel like maybe she just didn't get out on time because she got in trouble.
But why wouldn't she have, like, called him or something from the jail?
Well, if she got in trouble, she probably lost her rights to have a phone.
Oh, if she got in trouble, yeah, yeah.
But I did respect Scott a bit, because he shared the steak and cake with the limo driver.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
I was like, because when he said, oh, I have all this stuff, I was like, oh, you should share it with the limo driver. And then they were just sitting. But I'm like, why the hell are you sitting on a bench in front of an airport eating a steak? Like, go sit in the limo.
Well, and not only that, but who the fuck, didn't he get that steak like the day before? Do you honestly fucking think that someone fresh
I think he just ordered it the day before. I think it was for the next day.
Okay, but why would
someone... Either way, it was cold.
Why would someone want this cold-ass old steak when they've been in prison for who knows how long? Can you not just fucking take her somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. No, because she
has... It's just like Sean bringing his fucking...
She has to go to a halfway house.
Loser tacos.
No. She has to go to a halfway house, that's why.
Oh. Would you rather have the old, cold, dried-up steak... Or hit up a Taco Bell and have,
Taco
like,
Bell, and I don't even like
out.
Taco Bell.
Yes, yes. Don't fuck. If I ever go to prison, do not fucking buy me steak the day before and then serve it to me in a limo when I get out.
I will write that down.
I'll throw that shit right in your face.
You got it.
How fucking dare you?
How very dare.
What do you think happened? You think she's like?
I think she got in trouble and didn't get out of prison.
I was thinking maybe she gave him the wrong, like, she's totally scamming him, gave him the wrong place, wrong itinerary, everything, so he would show up there and she's flying in somewhere else.
Well, I don't think that they're, like, mutually exclusive. I think she's also scamming him, but I don't think she's, like, not showing up. Like, I think she wants to carry on the con.
If he didn't have this, like, direct line of communication with her mom and daughter, and that they were expecting her to be at this airport, I 1000% would say that she, like, went off somewhere else and just, like, tricked him and will never talk to him again.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
I think you're right, though. I think she wants to, like, really play it out. And,
I'm trying to, like, keep I did like a loose outline of where I thought these people would go at the very beginning of the season after the first episode, because I know that the risk of accidentally reading spoilers is high, so I have a document that I'm just going off of instead of what I actually know.
That sounds so official for a stupid recap
I have
show like this.
Such OCD.
I've got a document.
I know I have such OCD. But no, but I don't think it's fair, like, if I'm making, like, predictions if I already know what actually happened. So I generally, at the beginning of a season of something, I'm a very visual person. I don't do well with, like, auditory learning. If you got into it, I'm a kinesthetic learner, but in this kind of situation, like, I have to look it out, so I have to map things out. So I try to just, like, the first couple episodes, I map stuff out. And just, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But at least I can say, like, no, I didn't cheat. Like, that's where it is. You know?
Yeah.
So, yep. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Oh,
is that everybody?
I fucking love this show. Yeah, that was everybody. I'm excited. I think the next episode, I think, are we going to meet the extra couple?
Yes, we're finally going to meet the other shit show of a couple, which looks super crazy.
I hope it's really good. I really want some wild shit to happen.
That couple, I was like, wait, who's the felon? Because they both look crazy, though.
Oh, God. The buildup has been so good. I want some, like, remember when Tracy and Clint had that big fight in the hotel room?
Oh, my God.
Where she saw that he was talking to some other chick? Like, I'm ready for some of that shit. Like, give me the good shit.
Well, I mean, we saw in the previews,
TV, I'm ready.
Which I said in the first episode that I was pretty sure it was them, but it was confirmed in the previews that Destiny punches the shit out of Scott. Or what is his name?
Oh,
Jeff?
Oh, God,
Scott?
I can't wait.
Fuckface?
Sean?
Sean. There you go. Some, like, bullshit white guy name.
Jeff? What's his name? Jeff?
He just has some, like, generic white dude name.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Yep, I'm excited. So everybody, you know, make sure you're subscribed so you get it shows up in your feed when we put out a new episode and you can get all excited. And leave us a review on iTunes, only if you have nice shit to say.
And make sure you actually, like, leave a comment with your review. Like, I appreciate the five stars.
I guess it matters.
But it actually does matter. If you just say RBF rocks, that'd be great. Like, it's literally, like, seven
smile
letters.
Later.
Smile later.
Yeah, say smile later.
That was my accidental tagline that we're keeping.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah. And then, like, join our Facebook group.
Resting Bitch
You don't
pod.
Have to type in facebook.com/RBFpod. You can just search Resting Bitch Pod. Apparently, that's how most people do it. And follow us on Instagram at Resting Bitch Pod. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. And remember that resting bitch face keeps you pretty.
So smile later. Bye.
Bye.